This is VOA News via remote. Tommy McNeil. The Russian military said it had destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine in an area west of Kyiv using sea-launched cruise missiles. That's according to the Defense Ministry in a statement that the strike took out the large batch of weapons and military equipment delivered from the U.S. and European countries and intended for Ukrainian troops in the eastern Donbas region where the fighting is concentrated. The West has stepped up weapon supplies to Ukraine since Russia's February 24th invasion, and Russia's military is trying to intercept and destroy them. Moscow says Western and arms deliveries for Kyiv and the imposition of drastic sanctions against the Russian economy amount to a proxy war by the United States and its allies. In remarks, U.S. President Joe Biden says South Korea joined in trade sanctions against Russia and supports efforts to end the invasion of Ukraine.
And the Republic of Korea and the United States are standing together, part of a global response with our allies and partners around the world to condemn Russia's flagrant violations of international law and to hold Russia accountable and to support the people of Ukraine.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky on Saturday said the situation in Donbas, southeastern Ukraine, was extremely difficult as Russia continues its offensive. Russia has halted natural gas exports to neighboring Finland. The highly symbolic move that came early Saturday marks the likely end to nearly 50 years of natural gas import from Moscow to Helsinki. It also comes just days after Finland announced it just wants to join NATO. Russia's energy giant Gazprom cut gas supplies after Finland refused to pay for the gas in rubles as demanded by the Russian president. This is VOA News. Scott Morrison says his conservative government had left Australia in a robust condition, even as voters punished him for his handling of issues including climate change and the pandemic that helped return the center-left opposition to power. Morrison says he'll step down as head of the Liberal Party after conceding defeat to the Labor Party and its leader Anthony Albanese. A former tourism marketer, before switching to politics, Morrison was labeled the accidental prime minister in 2018 and sprung a major surprise by winning a 2019 election. He has since been deeply criticized for dragging the chain on climate change or for not establishing a promised integrity and corruption watchdog. He was also scorned for his handling of sexual harassment scandals. The Summit of Americas is a little more than 2 weeks away in Los Angeles, and there's still no clear answer on which countries are going. More from VOA's Marissa Melton.
The confusion is a sign of chaotic preparation for the event, which the United States is hosting for the first time since the inaugural summit in 1994. Mexican President Andrés Manuel López Obrador has threatened to boycott if Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua aren't included. President Joe Biden is considering inviting a Cuban representative as an observer, according to a U.S. official, but it's unclear if that will be an adequate compromise. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
The Palestinian Health Ministry says that Israeli troops shot and killed a 17-year-old Palestinian militant during a raid in the occupied West Bank. The shooting came at a time of intensified military activity in the northern West Bank town of Jenin over the past months. Local media reported that clashes erupted outside the refugee camp when Israeli forces stormed the area. Israel has been conducting raids regularly there following a series of deadly attacks inside Israel. The army says its soldiers opened fire Saturday after gunmen opened fire and threw explosives towards the troops from a passing car. The White House is planning for what it calls dire contingencies that could include rationing supplies of vaccines and treatments this fall if Congress does not approve more money for fighting COVID-19. The Biden administration officials have been warning for weeks that the country has spent nearly all the money approved for COVID-19 response. The administration faces critical decisions about how to spend what's left. It's weighing whether to use its secure the money approved for COVID-19 and secure the next generation of vaccines to protect the highest risk populations. Recapping our top story, the Russian military now says that it has destroyed a major consignment of Western arms in Ukraine in an area west of Kyiv using a sea-launched cruise missile. There is more at VOAnews.com. Again, VOAnews.com via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.